Hello, Keep It Real Friday peeps. It's your boy Celatine, your social architect, reporting live from the Melrose Arch. And I trust that Brian Willis got y'all in good hands. I'll be back pretty soon, yeah, to instill that peace and that love. Hey, shout out to y'all, man. Peace.
Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, and today I'm riding solo. It's just me. I'm your captain in today's flight. Friday's gonna be special today, man. Unfortunately, my partner in crime, Celatine, I don't know where the fuck he is. I'm just happy he's not here. Anyway, in the news today, I'm just going to be doing it solo, so there's not going to be none of that back and forth bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, none of that, you know, questioning each other and all that jazz. Well, a lot of things happened video-wise, that is. MGM dropped a video for Check It Check. Now, you may all be wondering why we're talking about this video since it's not hip-hop. Well, it is hip-hop. Actually, part of it is hip-hop. Because XQ was then, he rapped. As well as Endymuriz on Footy, that was a rap. And the main reason why I'm talking about this video is mostly because of Wusa Black, the guy who shot the video. He was here on the show, and I have to say the video is of a very presentable quality. Now, of course, I'm not a professional when it comes to videography, but I had a little issue with that video, like just small issues though, not really big ones, like the transitions and stuff. I don't even know how to explain it, but my major concern though is the hatred that this video is receiving online. Like people saying, ah, that video, hey, Wusa Black, ah, no, Jack, ah, that's crap, ah, he's ripping people off. And I'm like, but guys, How are you gonna just sit there and say the guy is doing crap when he's actually doing something? Like, and you know, what saddens me more is most of the people that say it's crap are people in the creative industry. Like, most people that are like doing videography or photography or something similar, they're just like, hey, this video, they're jokes. Like, the other guy I had an argument with on Facebook, Twitter, saying, ah, this video is a joke. I'm like, but seriously, come on, man. Everybody got to start somewhere, right? I mean, it's of a presentable quality, I think. Of course, it's not 100% perfect, but I think it's something that we can be proud of. It's a good video. It really is a good video. Unfortunately, the next day, was it the next day or a few hours after it dropped, Tricky J was on Facebook saying that the concept for that video was stolen from his video with GT Beats for the song Mare. And I went and looked at the Mare video, and the only thing that was there that was the same as the MTM video was the location, of which I think Trinidad and Zimbabwe, there are not many places that people can do these video shoots at. I mean, besides, how are you gonna call out Kutimuna Akakubira a location when, you know, it's not your house? Or the thing that pissed me off is he said concept. Now, when you're saying concept, you're really talking about the theme of the video, like, you know, like what the video, the story the video is supposed to tell. And both videos, they just got girls, cribs, and cars and fashion. And you can't really say that they stole your concept. Bruh, girls, cribs, and cash and cars, they've been in the mix Virakudara. Because if you're going to say they stole your concept, then you might as well say you stole from major players come to party. Because there were girls, there were cars, and there were cribs. And that come to party video, hey, up until now, that thing is just still kicking ass. And another thing, I also saw Mudiwa's video. It had the same location, or Versace glass door or something like that. And I'm like, but my video is at Shade, my location, so, like, for these videos. I mean, I don't really understand. And the hatred. Some of us, I think we're a little bit too critical with these videos. I mean, Takura, makatanga kuti, Takura's video, there's too much black and white. I need to see more color. Nah, we don't need that nonsense. The video is presentable. It can be put on MTV base. And people will see Zimbabwe as the Zimbabwe that he wanted to depict. I mean, if you're there in the creative industry, if you're a videographer or photographer or whatever, fucking do better, man. Be on the map then, man. How come we only seeing Vusa Blacks and them other owns doing something, and then you just there sitting on your ass, you're not doing much. You know what the fuck you people are? I'm gonna tell you to you straight right now. You're like, pasa bora, man, pasa bora, but you're gonna get up on your couch with your big fat stomach and my potato crisps. Shut the fuck up and get in the industry and show us how the fuck these people can do it better, man. Stop just be criticizing, man. I mean, if you got issues, point them out. Don't just be like, ah, it's a joke, it's a joke. Fuck you! Yeah, I said it. If you got a problem with me, Brian Willis. I keep it real. Anyway, moving on from that topic. YGE record label had a launch on Wednesday on the 24th, and I was invited, me and my wife, and I have to say, this was very, very well organized. The venue, I feel, was a bit too small, but, you know, it's not really a big issue because I was sitting in a VIP seat. People, they brought food. They put food on my table for free. I mean, how important did I look, man? But anyway, it was really a good launch party. We had performances from people like H2O and Bashupi stole the show, though. Like, Bashupi was just like, fucking, wow. He sang his song, Kanariri Godo, Godo, Zerai. He sang it in English. And then he sang it in flipping Chinese. He killed me, man. And then Comic Pasta, the Comic King, was there as well. He left us in stitches, except for the party Guti just after the boss of the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. Karikoga Kaseke. He was talking about the Zim music industry. Yeah. Karikoga Kaseke was there. If you don't know who Karikoga Kaseke is, this is the boss of the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. He's been there since July 2005, and the body works closely with the Ministry of Tourism and Hospitality to promote tourism in Zimbabwe. While we're on that topic, sir, I'd like you to address the roadblocks on our roads, because most tourists, they're always complaining about roadblocks whenever they come to Zimbabwe. But that's not the issue. That's for another podcast of ours. That's politics and beyond. You can be taken there. Anyway, Comic Pasta, like, after Karikoga Kaseke gave a speech, he gave this really lovely speech, and he was like, hey, you know what? There's a lot of money in this music. People just need to look at it in a business way. Comic Pasta, doesn't he come on after and then starts tuning, music and I'm Mari, Marepas Mimi are. I was like, but this Comic Pasta on though, this guy, such disrespect, man. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that, man? I mean, how do you do that? Anyway, a CD for the YGE record label, the CD that they launched, it was a CD yesterday. It was put on auction. And the host of the whole thing was like, hey, cause me, I was ready. Cause I thought they were going to start it off at $1. And cause don't my budget to do song. And he's like, we're going to start off the auction at $5. And I was like, well, I'm out. Somebody choose. Yeah, $5. Another own tunes, $10. Umwe Mfezi Party, $20. Oh, Beefy Harrison was there. I couldn't approach him because of the last interview we had with him. He wasn't too happy about that. But anyway, he was there, also in a VIP section. Beefy puts up his hand and he's like, $40. And then some other dude shouts out $50, for a CD, guys. Now, you think $50 is a lot for a CD, right? But get this now. Karikoga Kaseke, who was the guest of honor, was asked, hey, how much would you buy the CD for? And he was just like, I'll buy it for $500. The CD went for $500. That's some of y'all's salary multiplied by two. He bought a CD worth 20 cents to produce. Well, obviously the music cost a lot more. I'm just talking about the burning of the CD and the printing and what. It's not really that expensive. But he bought it for $500. It was an epic event, man. It's really nice to see a record label take itself so seriously. They've signed up quite a few artists, the likes of Briss Mbada, Script Mulo is gonna be here today. There was also Shingi, Timbo Boss, and a whole host of other artists. I couldn't mention them because I didn't write them down, and my producer is gonna kill me for this. I'm so sorry. Shout out to PD the Ghost. He was there from ZFM's The Fix. We really had fun. It was a really good event, and I had to knock off early because I had my wife, and you know, yeah, wife, yeah, for no garagunze for too long, if you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna end the news segment on a very sad note, though. I saw news on Facebook. Rocky's mom passed away. I'm not sure about the details, but we'll be sure to keep you informed on our social platforms. That's Facebook, Keep It Real Fridays. Twitter, Keep It Real FRI. We ran out of letters. And Instagram, Keep It Real Fridays. May her dear soul rest in peace. And Rocky, I hope you find comfort in your dark times. We're always there for you as Keep It Real Fridays, you know, in whatever way we can assist. That's it for the news today. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. Now for Gimme 5. In today's segment, we got The Rebel. Keep it locked.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Rebel. You're listening to Keep It Real Fridays, and you can check out my new single on my Facebook page, Mr. Rebel 263. That's at Mr. Rebel 263. Instagram, that's V$Ngoni, and Twitter, that's V$Rebel. And you.
Welcome back to the second segment, and the segment is called Gimme 5. And in today's segment, we got the man, Rebel. Mr. Rebel, how you doing?
What's up? I'm good. Good, you?
I'm alright, man. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your new single, Sleep.
Thank you.
Now tell me something. Yep. Why did you decide to lead with a very mellow song?
Reason I did that was because let me find a way to break it down. I'd been doing music for a while, but not releasing anything. Trying to stay consistent with the sound. Okay. Sound changes. So what I did was I just got really agitated by seeing a lot of people put out music, and that was the closest song that I had. So I just chose that song and I had to put that one out.
So basically you just put out a song to just lead by example?
Because
you're not happy with the kind of music that you're hearing.
Not really, like, I don't know, you're putting words in my mouth, but no, not really.
I'm not putting words in your mouth, bruh.
Okay. I put that one out because it's a really nice song. Yeah.
Okay, no, it is quite a nice song, though. You've worked with Fluid from Various.
Yes, I've worked with Fluid on a couple of songs, actually.
Why so many with just one person? Is he like the kind of person that you feel like you resonate to more than other artists?
Not really.
What is it?
I mean, me and Fluid have got a friendship before music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's always fun, you know, just hanging around with your friends and just making music. It comes organic like that.
What kind of person is Fluid? When he was on the show, he seemed a bit on the quiet side. I don't know, maybe he was
nervous. He's not really quiet at all, actually. He's not like...
Oh, yeah, he's not, because he dropped the bomb about Beefy scratching him on some competition.
Yeah. He's not really quiet. It's fun.
He's a good writer, yeah?
Yes, he is. He's a really good writer.
Now, tell me something. You one of those multi-talented guys.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, thank you.
Now you rap.
Yeah, now I rap.
You used to produce. Still produce? Do you make instrumentals?
No, it's actually now I produce.
Now you produce?
Now I produce and sing.
And you also shoot videos?
Yeah, that's what I went to school for.
Serious? Which school?
Yeah, it was a local college called Global Academy.
Global Academy, I've heard of it. They do animation as well. Yeah,
they do animation, design for print, design for web.
So of these three, beat production, rapping, and videography, which one are you more comfortable with? Or is one of those things where you rather juggle all three?
I'd rather juggle all three, but I guess rapping is way easier because, you know, when you rap, it's
careful now. Some of us are rappers, man.
I know. I mean, it's more different from filmmaking or videography because someone is paying you to catch them when they're being emotional. So you're supposed to be professional. Okay. But with rapping, you know, you are being emotional in your own emotional space. You know, you guide yourself, you know, in the way you move.
What videos have you worked on, if any?
I've worked on a couple of videos, but for small-time artists so far. They haven't really hit the mainstream like that. But I've worked...
Who are these guys? We might like to get them on Give Me Five.
Yeah, sure. I've done a video for Shinso some a while back, but it's not
his name
really
Shinso, the one we know.
Yeah, the dancehall artist. Mm-hmm. And there's an organization called Zim Talent Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I did a couple of videos for their artist as well. Mm-hmm. I've done a video for Tayshaun. Okay. I've done two videos for Tayshaun, actually.
Okay. Zim Talent, does it work with people like Freshy?
I think so. Like, I haven't been with those guys in a while.
What's his name? Manize?
I'm not sure. You're not sure. Not the guys that I did stuff with. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done a video for Karma.
Karma, the young rapper.
Yeah, Karma. Uh-huh. He did his own take off, AKA's Run For Me. AKA's Run Josie. Yeah. He did his own version called Run For Me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did a video for that one as well.
As a videographer though,
yeah.
What do you think is the position in Zimbabwe in terms of videos? How do you think they are? Are we making any progress?
I think we are making a lot of progress. I guess, you know, if you look at it, first of all, the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
In my own opinion, is the script and direction. But I guess on a mass market level, it's more the quality of the product. And I think now we already have that down. You know, we've got mm-hmm. good quality. What we need is to bump up the, what you call the concepts and
scripts. The scripting.
You know what I mean? But besides that, I think we're headed in the right direction. Problem is Zimbabweans have a hard time looking up to their own. So that's why I feel like it's taking
more
time.
Why do you think that is?
Because we, all of our, like, industries are very much affected by westernized cultures. Well, okay. Affected by western culture. So,
okay.
You know, it's easier to look at Wiz Khalifa and say, oh my god, he's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at you and be like, nah, you're not so dope because I see you every day walking down the street. So I feel like, with that being said, that's the wrong way to look at things. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like, you know what I mean?
But is that the real reason you think people look down on other Zimbabweans, or the real reason is everybody in the industry is not really fully qualified for everything they do?
Well,
because like you, for example,
yeah,
you do videos. You went to school for that.
Yeah.
Let's look at someone like Blacks.
Yeah.
Vusa Blacks went to the school of YouTube.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
So do you think it's a matter of being westernized, or it's a matter of people thinking that people are not really qualified for what they do?
Not really, because again, with artsy stuff, it's not really about being academically qualified, you know what I mean? Because, like, with that being said, you've got so many artists. I'll give you a very good example. A very famous director, Quentin Tarantino,
mm-hmm.
he didn't go to film school, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But we've got a lot of new school directors that are actually learning about Quentin Tarantino at their schools. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's not really about being qualified. It's, to be very honest, it's more about not being comfortable in doing the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, every now and then you should be able to wow people. You know what I mean?
You know yeah. what? We could go on and on about this because I've got a lot more questions. But because it's Give Me Five, I have to keep it short.
All right, cool.
And say good to you. Tongo to our winner this discussion.
That's cool.
You've got a few bars you'd like to drop for us?
Yeah, why not?
Let's hear them bars from the boy Rebel.
Yes.
Technical issues, as usual. Fire the producer. This is why we always say Tambo Media instrumental. There we go. That was quick. Let's hear this.
Rebel. Look, the ass. Oh, yeah. Can you turn the volume down a bit? Yeah. Look, the ass. Am I in it for the glow? or maybe for the thrill or the blow up, or maybe I'm in it for a couple of blowjobs in the back of a truck at a full festival. Now I'm a nigga, I'm in this bitch to be legendary, be the best that ever did it, and make sounds at your rap nigga, set an example, humiliate all you whack niggas. But mama raised the hard worker and a good man, so I am about the life, but best believe this life will put your ethics to the test. As you know, Naka, when you think you got better connects, only to find out them niggas wasn't about you in the first place. But that's cool, up a couple, but that's cool, a couple lace fucks to not split the pie up. Nah,
can it I happens.
Go at it again? Can I go at it again? One more time?
He wants to go at it again.
Why not? Yeah.
Rebel.
Rebel.
Let's do this.
Go. Look, they ask, am I in it for the glow? Or maybe for the thrill or the blow up, or maybe I'm in it for a couple of blowjobs in the back of a truck at a food festival. Nah, my nigga, I'm in this bitch to be legendary, be the best that ever did it, and make sounds at your rap nigga, set an example, humiliate all you whack niggas. But mama is the hard worker and a good man, but I am about the life, but best believe this life will put your ethics to the test. As you know, Naka, when you think you got better connects, only to find out them niggas wasn't about you in the first place. But that's cool, a couple of fake fucks to not split the pie up, cause it's all about the moolah, ain't it? Me and one minds, I want it all. Look, nigga, I will kill another nigga for my money, fam. When you take a mind, you starving my daughter, fam. At the worst, at the lowest of my moments, I look straight to the sky. Lights be fine, thank the man in the sky. You made my blessings come by, screaming out, oh, what a life, oh, what a life. Yeah,
woo! Rebel. Rebel in the building. Rebel, it was nice having you in today's episode of Gimme 5. This is Keep It Real Fridays. Ron Willis, no relation to Bruce. I'm riding solo today, and I have to say I'm really enjoying it, man. None of that social architect bullshit. I mean, none of that shit, man. Rebel, please, next time we need to have you on the main segment, man.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Thanks
thank
for coming you. Through.
Let me put in work so we can have me on the main segment.
You know what it is. Keep it real, yeah. Fridays. Keep it locked.
Yo, what up, y'all? With your boy, Scrap. Mola, and you're listening to Keep It Real Fridays. Shout out to Brown Wellers, Celatine. It's Mola Nation, baby.
Welcome back to the second segment of Keep It Real Fridays. This is what my missing co-host would like to call and the most prolific, I don't know, whatever the fucking words he uses. But anyway, in today's segment, we got Script Mola.
Yo, what up, what up?
We got Kalena.
Hi, Brian.
Now, I know a lot of you are probably wondering, who the hell are these people? Well, they are from this really new record label, right?
Yes.
Called YGE, Young Games Entertainment.
Yes, 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 yes.
Tell us about... No, in fact, before we get into that, Script.
Yeah.
Your name. Can you explain to us the background of that name?
Of that name?
Yeah.
It's like, firstly... I got the script, Tumbo Mirasha script, but to me, the Pamola. Mm-hmm. Like, Pamola, my second synonym is Mulambo. I mean, since way back, like, when we were going to Mula, like, because of smarts, you know, hip hop, like, since I'm going to talk about that.
Mula.
Dupango va Mula. Then, pa script, papa, different brain.
What you mean?
Different brain isn't like, go far Rosita, like, script, no, script. On, yeah.
Is there any, like, resemblance to any other word, script?
Yeah. You know, script, sometimes, like, sometimes you go funga word, yeah. It's like, you try to go funga, meaning like, on. But in any, like, the word script. But the molar part is more like mulambo.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
No, the molar part, I understand. You decided to dump them both. Okay, that sounded a lot cleaner in my head before. I'm sorry about that.
No problem, bro.
Anyway, Kalena.
Yes, Brian. I'm very well, thanks.
Kalena, you were part of YGE Entertainment, yeah?
Yes, I am part of YGE
now,
Management.
You guys, management.
Yes.
So what exactly is your job?
Well, I actually have a lot of things on my plate. I write for the YGE blog.
Okay,
so
okay.
I have the title Senior Blogger there.
Oh, nice.
I run the social media.
Okay, so that's the Facebook page, Twitter,
yes, I run
Instagram.
The social media.
Snapchat. I need you to teach me Snapchat. Snapchat and Inzwisi.
I will. How much are you willing to pay?
I pop it to the because my listeners are fun. Because
I'm all about the money.
You're all about the moolah.
I am
the
moolah, all about baby. The moolah, baby.
So you're the best person to ask about YGE Entertainment. Can you explain to us what YGE Entertainment is about and what it's aiming to achieve?
Okay, YGE is a branch of Stallion Media.
Stallion Media.
Yes, Stallion Media is like a media house.
Okay.
We have graphic design going on, mm-hmm. printing, we sell gadgets. Then there's YGE. Mm-hmm. YGE, which is like a production side of it. We have the record studio.
Mm-hmm.
We have the artists. That's the record label of it.
YGE concentrates mainly on the music.
Yes, it's more on the music production side of it and the music videos.
So you've got artists that you've signed up to the label?
Yes, we have about 12, 13 artists.
Okay, can you explain to me your signing process to YGE? Like, what are the benefits of signing to YGE? And are you looking for new artists?
At the moment, we have a Cypher battle coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking into signing more hip-hop artists. Our main concentration this year is on the hip-hop side of it because we have artists from all across genres.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Cypher battle coming up, which is supposed to be, well, dates and everything you'd know. We want it to be a build-up to the hip-hop festival.
Okay.
We are the guys who gave you hip-hop festival last year.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay.
The winner of the Cypher battle gets a record label and an album and a music video.
All this sponsored by YGE?
Yes, all this sponsored by YGE.
And what do you guys get in return?
We're all about the culture, man. What we are working on right now is we know we're going to be looking into getting returns in the future, but right now what we're concentrating, what we want these guys to give us are dope projects.
Okay, so you'll fork out all the funding for the instrumentation,
yes.
Studio time.
Videos.
And the marketing that entails all that.
Yes, and everything that comes along with it. And right now, we have, like, their record label deals, their contracts say they have, like, a certain percentage of their earnings that they give back to the label. But as of yet, we're not really looking much into taking that because these guys are not really making much at the moment. We're still trying to help them grow.
Okay.
Them as brands. We're going around sourcing their endorsement deals. We actually have like a lot lined up. We have endorsement deals with RG, with EcoCash, to mention a few. We have like a couple of things happening. So we are looking into whatever earnings they're going to get after they make it, after they reach the certain stage that we feel they can get up to. Then they start paying through the percentages that they have to pay back to the studio.
Right now
we're looking, the only thing they're paying back to us, the only thing they're giving us are dope projects. That's what we want from them.
Is this what they're delivering?
I'd love to believe so. These guys are making noise.
Is this based on your opinion or on actual like statistics?
I'd love to believe so from my own opinion, but I could say Scrimola is making noise on the radios with his new single.
Okay.
Brice Mbada also has a new single. Shingy has an album that is coming up.
Can you give me a breakdown of, can you give me a list of the artists that you got signed right now? You said you got 12 artists.
Yes. There's Doba Don.
I know there's Shingy, Doba Don, Brice, Scrip.
There's Tanners, there's H2O, there's Tonic, there's King Bit, there's Iron Shant, there's
I noticed during the launch you had there was Bashupi.
Yeah.
Was he just there for
I know you're just there
purposes?
For performance purposes.
There was also another group, Hence something.
The Dancers.
Yes.
Those are just the Dancers for
They were just there for promoting the...
Yes.
That was a dope launch, by the way.
Thank you so much.
And that was a really nice launch.
I was really impressed, especially by the food. You got me on the food.
I was waiting for that part.
The food. But you know, I'm sitting there, VIP, a nice table, can't go, my missus beside me.
Mm-hmm. Food. Food coming.
After the invite you sent me, I could not not come. Is that proper English? Yeah, I could not not come.
Yes. I tried to make sure everything was top notch from the invites. I think you noticed the dope design.
Okay. That was dope. Script.
Da-da.
Tell me, your music. How did you like get into music?
Like I started when I was 12.
12.
Yeah, in G Town. You know, you team ninga muri pa high school mchungu fair and I like you know my freestyle and stuff. I mean plus ne influence from like my international artists like Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Imitated their bars like Murungo Yimba, Murungo Tedzer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to like I my bars, I couldn't deliver more and no Buddha say. Then to end up but that time, yeah, so I've shiri low. Then but I was pinned up at 2014 to open a gas move from Chitungwisa to H Town. One talk link and one my artist director sana kid active and stuff. One then ku vipapo kasi itoka no mbuto mbichana bichambo zvinonga ku link one my producers and stuff more.
True.
But 2016 ndo pandazo link and Young Games Entertainment. Yeah, ndo paka ndisaina.
How did you link up with the YGE?
I was like apane kanka plus kana ku link na ku fango ndipa contact ya kweza. Then pandatora na kweza pandai but pandaka swika vaito I'm going to get a studio match.
Okay.
To Tango cooperate. Then she covered and go up with freestyle, but as well as go to low low. Then the other day, studio Yanga ya well built. Then Vadazo recorded a track. Then Jimmy B, my manager, and Yagazo, like in front of you, deliver a co, side co, which can book saying it today. I was like, no problem. Just announced to Chuck and go away, say,
okay.
Then go by Papo and Changa Kushanda Chase, Murama songs, good and stuff. Then 2016, Nanga the biggest year, and Lupana Tanga Blumosikan, one even ways and stuff.
That's when you dropped the track, Mariam's.
Nah, I dropped it this year.
That was this year?
Yes. Last year, I dropped Christopher Columbus.
Last year, I saw the video.
Yeah.
The video was actually quite epic.
Yeah, it is.
What was the concept behind that song?
Mariam Sunday. It's like
people think you're a gospel artist. Or not, when I say gospel I mean gospel in quotes. You know, like the type of gospel artist.
Yeah, I feel you.
You're saying yo, but you're like saying yo,
my
you know,
baby Skiri, Mariam Sande.
What's the concept behind that song?
I was like it's like where I grew up. I grew up in St. Mary's in Chitungwisa. So St. Mary's, in other words, in Shona is like Mariam Sand, Maria the Saint, on like Bokanda Tangira Kurepa, and Kutanga Kusikano Kubluma. So, Dayimba, it's a metaphor on Yogti, Mariam Sand, like Kutenda in a cheap or like Kutanga Kuyimba Kwangu and stuff.
So, it's like St. Mary's. To St. Mary's.
Exactly. Ah. Exactly.
Which explains a lot. So, which other artists have you worked with from YGE?
From YGE? I've worked with Tanas Kweza, Kweza and Ashana Nepa on Fire. Then Simba Tags.
Simba Tags, is he part of YGE?
Nah.
He's not. Parimung,
yeah.
So these are people from outside?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's Simba Tags, then King Active. You know King Active, right?
King Active, yeah. He was here 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So far, I had to mention a few.
Okay. And you wanted to say something, Kelly?
I just wanted to tell you that he has, he's featuring on a Brisbane Bada track that's about to drop sooner or later. And I'm sure he's featuring on Shinge's album as well, which you guys will know about very early June.
Okay.
Yeah. He is planning on introducing it on his birthday in June.
Oh, that's nice. Kelly, thank you for interjecting me. I got a question. As one of the, you said you're manager?
Yes, I am.
YGE?
Yes.
Okay. How are you able to manage such a number of egos?
in one room because we're dealing with hip hoppers here. I'm sorry. How are you able to manage? Like, obviously, the in house tensions that happen. Am I lying?
Brian, have you looked at me?
I am looking at you right now.
I'm not a weak woman. I'm not. I am one person who steps my foot down, gets weird out there, and gets things done.
So you actually deal with the artist
directly? I actually deal with the artist directly because all those other guys are... I'm the one who's spending my days at the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who's working from the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who these guys come to and they're saying... Or I'm rather listening to them recording. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them they're singing crap. They need to get out of the studio and go back to the drawing board and start redoing the song.
So they've established you as that person with that position.
Yes. That is what I'll be doing in the studio. I'm the one person who gets there and turns the mic off This is a crap. This is a crap song. This beat is not doing it. It's not a dope beat. Yep. And we start again.
Yep, so.
Script mula so gamba timiro mic a few times.
24 my songs angwala to me re papa. I got 4 songs, bruh. No, 4 fucking songs.
I had to ask this question because every time I see such a huge group of like bubbling artists come together, the thing that always kills it when it gets to a certain stage is egos. You know, like when people start rising up. No, all this money is because of me. You know, none of y'all will be there.
Yeah, sure.
Are there any traces of this, like,
growing? We actually haven't...
You have to kill it, Chidi.
We haven't experienced that yet. But then, we are open-minded people. Trust me, the management at YGE, they're all open-minded. You come with an idea or what you think is what will take you to the next level. We give you the ground. You pitch your idea to us, we listen to it, and we help you with it. We see where we see fit to correct, we do. Okay. If we're agreeing with what you're saying, we do. Because every different artist comes with their own concept or belief on where they could get themselves or how they feel they could be taken to the next level in a certain way. So we listen to a person differently. No one is addressed in front of the next person. Trust me, when I'm turning these mics off, I don't do it. You know, I turn the mic off, I sit down with you, and I tell you, this is why I'm doing this. I feel like, because in as much as I'm a manager there, I love Zimbabwean music. I listen to Zimbabwean music. I'm one person who you can find only one international artist on my playlist. I listen to Zimbabwean content.
Shout out to you.
So, When I listen to your song and I feel like it's not cutting it, I'll tell you. The song is probably going to be listened by your immediate fans. It's not going to take you to the next level. You want to go there? This is, like, I know nothing about production. What do I know about making a beat? But I can tell you, if you had done this to this song, this is where it could take you. So I do with each person on a different level, from a different perception, according to their needs. So I think that's how we've managed to keep it down, to hold these guys down, because, yeah, they can be divas. Plus, you're not going to go at 13.
What are some of these threats? I need to hear these. I like the way you've got this strong character and approach towards them, because I was thinking of, Shingi.
Yes.
Shingi is now in YGE. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
He wasn't in YGE before when he was with DJ Towers.
Yes, he wasn't.
It was their own thing. So where is Team Bo?
Well, I think that's the reason why he addresses himself as Team Bo Boss. He feels he was the boss of it. It's his tag. He's been called that. It's just like you coming in and dropping Cash Beat because you're Brian Willis on
Cash
Keep It Real.
Does not exist on Keep It Real, friend.
You see. So I think it's still his name. That's a name that he got from his fans. Because he's not with Team Bo or because he's not with Towers anymore. It doesn't necessarily...
Do you ever think why him and Towers like split?
I was actually asking people the question, because I feel like if I was, like, I had a conversation with DJ Towers the other day. Mm-hmm. We talked, he had what he had to say to me. He was actually talking to me, not knowing who I was. So he said,
"This is Keep It Real Fridays." Tell us what he said, yeah. Nobody listens to this podcast.
I listen to this podcast, okay. Even if I'm not on it.
So what did DJ Towers say?
He had stuff to say, stuff that I can't say. I'm sorry, I won't keep it
but
real
right
now. But
how are you gonna go out and ask DJ Towers when you got Shingi?
I never.
You could ask Shingi.
I never asked him. He just started venting. In,
you, who, like Shingi,
DJ Towers. Like, I'm telling you, he didn't know who he was talking to.
Okay.
He was talking to a DJ Towers.
So basically,
so
without you telling me what he said, yes. I'm just gonna summarize it and say he was basically shooting down Shingi.
He didn't.
So it was his fault.
He was just saying what
creative differences.
Yes. You never said anything bad, actually. And he never said Shingi said anything bad to him.
Okay.
He tried by all means to run away from that. He was very careful with what he said. So I tried asking Shingi.
So maybe
Shingi,
he knew who you were.
You didn't, actually.
If he didn't know who you were, he would have just ranted and just be like, ah, Shingi,
I'm sure he's smart.
You know, problem.
I feel like DJ Towers was intelligent enough not to just say crap to a person who you did. But my point was going to be, he had stuff to say. I felt going to Shingi, with the relationship that I have with Shingi, me being Shingi's management, you'd tell me a different story. You'd want to sugarcoat things. But I'm actually still trying to get someone who is neutral between these two people, but someone who knows these two people. Who can hear? So tell me what happened between them. Because I'm still trying to figure out and understand what went wrong, and I don't really understand.
I guess when people grow to a certain level, they grow apart.
We could say that.
Creative
maybe
differences.
That is what
certain
it is.
Things arise as you get bigger in the industry and you get noticed more, and people start saying, "Are you doing no like it? We are no boy." You know, egos
yeah,
grow.
I'm sure boy bands break up all the time.
That being said, Script Mula, bro, how does it feel to work with such potentially explosive characters?
Characters, yeah,
Shingi.
What Shingi?
Shingi is the one with the most controversial. I know this Bruce footy. Bruce has got his shenanigans.
Bruce is my real G, bro. He's my day one. To understand that, so like at Tinama problems, like Shingi, I set on us link as but he's a good person.
No, Shingi, I met him at the launch, and he was very, very humble, man. Like,
Shingi's always calm.
I asked him to come through to the show, and he said he couldn't make it. And the way he said it, but next week, maybe I'm gonna be there, Dad. Thanks for coming, Dad. I was like, what the? You know, I was actually, like, confused. Because, like, when you hear somebody's music, you've got this perception of
them.
You
have
your
own image of them.
You know, and to me, Shingi was this really wild, untamable, like, thing. And then he just comes with that humble tip. I was like, yeah, music can really mislead you.
He's really calm. Shingi Msalad. But cheat town.
And this is what Msalad. We're
but cheats.
But Msalad.
I'm a Jesus.
I wouldn't say that. But Script, what can we expect from you music-wise, though?
Music-wise? Like
in the future.
In the future. I'm working on my mixtape.
What's it called?
It's called Mula Nation Volume 1.
Mula Nation.
Yes.
I like it. It's got a nice ring to it.
Like Mola Nation.
Mola Nation, baby.
I was trying to convince him to do an album because I want album of the year this year.
Our album's really like... You know what? I think that's a topic for the next segment. Let's take a water break.
Okay.
Keep it locked. Don't keep it real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis. No relation to Bruce. And there is no guy to tell you he's the social architect. I love it. We're back. Feeling hydrated.
That's all fella time. We're good.
he's a funny character.
Anyway, before we knocked off, you were telling us about an album.
Yes.
And I was asking, is the album culture really strong in Zim?
Well, I actually feel like mixtapes don't get as much recognition as albums. Like, unless if they're going to put a segment on the awards where someone is getting something for their mixtape.
I'll be honest with you. Is there a difference between a mixtape and an album in Zimbabwe?
There isn't, actually. But then, they're not taken the same way.
Okay.
You don't find an EP nominated, or unless it's a category that has...
I would like my listeners to be schooled on the difference between an EP, a mixtape, and an album. Scribmula.
For album, or it, let me start the mixtape. Like, my mixtapes are not raw, and everyone was like, one who turned my piece, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't put it, I think some of the mixes.
What's the difference between that and an EP?
EP, man, it's more like an album. But, I name my songs, my show. Like, 4-5 songs.
Okay. And then an album?
Album, though, I get a, like, full version. Full version. For my songs. My original songs. That's why.
Because the way I understand it is a mixtape is something that an artist goes about on their own. You know, like they write their own stuff. There's no interjection from any record label or anything. You just go and do your stuff and you do it as an individual. That's what I understand. And then that's what I understand. I could be wrong.
I'm actually being schooled right now.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, just be here sometime.
I could be wrong. And then an album is one of those things whereby a production label is actually looking to make money off of it. So they actually give the artist like money to, hey, go make it, go get this instrumental, go get that video done, you know, and stuff like that. That's how I know it. And then an EP. Hey. The hell if I know what an EP is, except maybe to experiment with the market or something like that.
See what people will.
Like maybe 4 or 5 tracks going out. I know, how will they take the person? I think.
Well, I think my difference of an album and a mixtape is you could find songs that are released already on the mixtape, not as bonus tracks as they'll be on an album usually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more of where the difference is. And about the whole funding team, we're funding the mixtape as a record label. We're funding Scripps mixtape.
I guess this takes us back to the old days. No difference between a mixtape
and
an
album. It's just the name in Zimbabwe. But then they're not treated the same way. Mixtapes don't get nominated for album of the year because they're not albums. Or EPs don't get nominated. But they're compilation. They're all compilation of songs at the end of the day.
Also, my definition of an album is like the whole thing is like a story.
You know? There's coordination. Yeah.
There's coordination from one track to the next. Whereas a mixtape usually is just like compilation of just songs. But the sad thing now is albums are sounding like compilations. Like Munu calls it an album as an afterthought, you know?
That's actually true. I'm one person who listens to albums. I listen to the whole album. I start listening, like I can give you my personal review of an album, then a personal review of each song, like how it's relating to the whole story. Because I believe an album, it should be like an exhibition of your work. There should be a story going on.
Yeah.
I can relate to from this song to the next song.
Because I can give you examples of albums that do that. There's ASAP's King's Villa, King's Villa 2, Sharky, Sokomate Mai, MC Cheetah's album, and the most recent one that I've heard, Mile, Trading Hours. Like, these are albums that have that transition from each track. Like, you can actually follow a story throughout the whole project.
Yeah, or turns a few good points.
You just want me to talk shit. Antiga, get away and scooter. I ain't commenting.
You've been too calm.
Don't raise my BP.
I came here prepared.
I gonna sell it time to hold me back today. Alright? Don't start with me with that shit.
Prepared for all that.
No, you know what? AFGP, there was a story. Let me not be unfair to 10. There was a story in AFGP.
Okay.
My only issue with that album was it was more of an R&B album than it was hip hop. I won't take it away from
him.
Then
the point we're making right now is already made.
Chick.
Yes. It has a story.
It has a story. No, I won't take that away from Ten. I'm actually a big Ten fan. I'll be honest and say that. Ten, I love you, nigga, but I need that hardcore bullshit, no fucks given Ten Diamond back. And I'm going to keep jabbing at you till I get him. Fuck.
You should.
I need to calm down, man, as we get to the next segment. My favorite one. And today I'm introducing it myself. Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And there's no Celatine today.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back. And I'm going to be hosting my favorite segment of the show. And that is... Kelly, would you like to say it?
No. I'm actually very nervous.
Okay. The script, you want to say it? I don't know. Huh, these guys, they don't know what they're in for. Welcome to my favorite segment of the show, and that's Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone. Now, the rules are simple, ladies and gentlemen, or lady and gentlemen. These are the rules. Each of you, I'm going to give you three names. Kelly, I'm going to give you males. Script, I'm going to give you females. At least either of you want to swap and play for the other team.
No way.
So, Kelly, you're comfortable with males?
All day, any day.
Just checking. Script, you're comfortable with females?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the rules are, I'm going to give you three names.
And again?
Each of these names, you have to allocate whether you would smash, marry, or friend zone. And you have to specify why you would smash, marry, or friend zone.
And there's a...
I mean, whether you know them or not, you have to assign... Now, there's a twist to this game.
Okay.
You can only use each option once. So, they're going to be 3 days. You have to allocate. Are we ready, ladies and gentlemen? We're ready.
Been ready since yesterday.
Yeah, baby. My smile out of my face. Yeah. Okay, anyway, who am I starting with?
Him.
Nah.
Manager,
I got tongue anyway, sha. She's your manager. So, script. Oh shit, sorry, this is the male system. Okay. So, script, your names are Lady K from ZFM.
Oh
number
my
one.
God. Oh
number
my
two,
God.
Rubimbo from Various. Number three, Tammy.
Why was I waiting to hear that name?
I don't know. I didn't want to put it though. Like, cha.
But that would pin the brain. Start
Yeah. Okay. Script.
Yeah.
Lady K, Rue from Various, and Tammy. Who would you smash, marry, or friend zone?
Tammy.
Tammy what?
What would you do?
I heard Kuti was like Makuraga and Mazi, but I heard Kuti she's young.
She's youngish. I think
like
she's 18, in your
18, 19.
I think now I'm at 20.
No, 19, she's turning 19 this year.
Okay, cool. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, we
so tell me, smash, marry, or friend zone?
Smash.
Why?
Wasn't type young.
And
smash on or won't be. Like I ached my edge, you know what I mean?
Oh. You do realize you just put yourself in a corner.
Why?
Okay. Lady K.
Kune my ninjas and I'm gonna say, I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying what I want.
No, Lady K. So, Lady K.
They smash.
Marry. Or friend zone.
Can be the next. Can be the next. Can be the next.
Rubimbo from Various.
We are to see you.
Ah, you have to choose, Mda. It's your fault for not knowing the people you're in the same industry with.
Someone wants to go see Mary.
Mary.
Exactly.
Why do people want to marry strangers, though?
So you
want to
marry Ru from Various?
Antimuzia, Tammy, I know her. Lady K, I know her. But Rimbo.
Isn't it a better option to say you'd marry Tammy?
Nah.
Because in a wife, you have a friend and someone you can smash
her
every day.
Tell me, I know her. Come on. Tutu's here, like, every detail.
Oh,
for real, man.
Stock City ones.
You know her both in and out.
Nah, not in. Not in.
Lady K.
Lady K, you're going to go pin them friends
on. I'm friends on.
Yeah, I'm friends on. Antina,
so the summary is, you would smash Tammy in a heartbeat because no type yako, you don't smash older women.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you would marry Rue from Various because, get this, you don't know her. That's the reason for marriage. But you know what?
Married by mom and dad.
You know.
Huh? There's a show called Married by Mom and Dad when you meet the guy or the girl.
It's sad though.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
How old is Ruimbo? I think she should be around 24, 25. Sorry, Ruimbo, if I made you older than you are. Okay, let's just play with 17.
Okay, my cool.
I'll be safe, nigga, at 17. Because I called her too young, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you would friend zone Lady K because?
Not recently.
But you know Lady K, so why would you friend zone her?
I know her. Because, like, and then I was wonderful to see about her.
Oh, I'll shake it.
I'll shake it.
You're not long enough. Anyway! Kelly!
Fuck you, bro!
Kelly! We move on. We get to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Brian.
Are you still that strong-willed manager from YGE? Do you think you are? Huh?
I might be her.
I got your names, yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. The names are... No, this one needs to be removed.
That's the one that I want.
Oh, okay. Mm. Fine. The Zuru Rockstar.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Ten Diamond.
Ten is my cousin.
And Sharky.
Okay, I would friend zone Zizuru Rockstar, and that needs a reason.
Yes, that needs a reason.
I would friend zone him because maybe we have a history and we're friends now. So
you had your history.
So yeah, we're there.
Okay,
and I would. Is what's left. Smash and marry. But I can't hey, smashing or marrying Ted because they're my cousins. Okay.
That's your fault, not mine. You made the choice. Right? And the Zuru was not going to be on that list.
It's fine.
But you said you wanted him on.
It's all right.
Do you know who was going to be there instead of the Zuru?
Mirandoso
Kudza, Chimbo Pets.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would... I would... Smash 10.
Let me clear my throat. So you people have heard of kissing cousins. There's now smashing cousins. Courtesy of Keep It Real Fridays. Courtesy of Keep It Real Fridays. We keep it incestuous. Okay, that's quite distasteful. I'm sorry for that. So by default, you would marry Sharky.
Why are you saying by default?
Because the Zuru is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You'd smash 10.
Mm-hmm.
Friend,
I probably picked marrying Sharky the first.
Huh? You said you smashed 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means Sharky is married. Because the Zuru is friend zoned.
Yes.
So why would you marry Sharky?
I'd marry Sharky because I think would make good husband and wife best friends, because me and him are like so tight like that, and I feel like he understands me and I understand him, and he's a cutie.
This looks like you gave it some thought. It sounds like
that's what I'm saying. Why did you think that I chose marriage by default?
You did, because you said you smashed 10 and your friends don't say Zuru, so the last option is...
I probably picked that option first. But I'm just tripping. It. Yeah, by default.
Now you want to know who was going to replace the Zuru?
Yeah.
Calvin.
Calvin, I'm not going to go on the shoulder.
I'm going to go on the shoulder.
Oh, shit. Calvin. You see your reputation, Calvin?
I'm doubting. I'm doubting if he's a ladies' man anymore.
Oh.
Ah, because the bars you threw on Tiara.
Strive, Masiwa.
On that
hard
song.
Bars, hard bars.
I told you, Calvin, that was too hard,
it
man.
Was,
like,
it
damn.
Was.
Anyway, that's it for today's segment of Keep It Real. No. Smash, marry your friend song. I'm so bad at introducing segments. I suck at this shit. But you guys, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
It was
thank
a real pleasure.
Us,
the launch you guys had on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
Thank you. I
really enjoy it when a certain establishment takes itself so seriously like that. Plus, you gave me food.
Might be a chup chup him down.
You all gave us food. Me and my wife. I mean, thank you so much,
wow.
You guys.
I'm so glad you had a nice time.
Oh, I really did.
And I was so disappointed when Celestine told me that he was out of the country.
He's
so
out of the country, so he couldn't make it. He's on a CURF mission in South Africa. So, yeah, that bastard needs to... I got it. You know, I'm actually enjoying this without him. Anyway, so, Script Mula,
yes.
Where can people find you on social media?
They can find me on my Facebook page, Script Mula.
That's
Script Mula.
S-C-R-I-P-M-U-L-A.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Then on Twitter is Script Mula Zim.
Mm-hmm.
Zim. Make a Zim aside. Then there, pa Instagram is Script Mula Zim again.
Okay. Cool, man. And Kalena.
Yes.
Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me anywhere and everywhere as Kalena. That's my handle for everything.
How'd you spell that?
K-E-L-L-E-N-A-H.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if ever you want to contact any of these two, either of these two. That's the proper English, right? You heard it here on Keep It Real Fridays. You guys, you were a blessing to the show. Thank you so much. I wish YGE the best.
Thank you so much.
And he's hoping the egos don't grow too big. They're going to grow.
I hope they're
still controllable.
Sham.
I like that standpoint. I really like it. I just hope none of them tear my shamu back. This was Keep It Real Fridays. And I am Brian Willis. No relation to Bruce.
And now. Capital 263.